This is In the News in VOA Special English. South Korean Foreign Minister Ban Ki-moon is expected to become Secretary General of the United Nations on January 1st. Mr. Ban was the winner this week in unofficial voting by the Security Council. He was the only one who did not receive a vote of opposition from a member with veto power. 5 countries can veto a council vote: Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States. These are the 5 permanent members. The council also has 10 elected members. The ballots were secret, but the votes of permanent members were signaled for the first time by a different colored ballot paper. The council plans to take an official vote on Monday to nominate the next Secretary General. Then the nomination will go to the 192 members of the General Assembly. Traditionally, the General Assembly has approved the nomination of the Security Council. There were 6 candidates in the 4th and final unofficial vote. Shashi Tharoor finished 2nd. The Indian writer is the UN Under Secretary General for Public Information. He congratulated Mr. Ban and withdrew his candidacy. The 2nd 5-year term of Secretary General Kofi Annan of Ghana ends on December 31st. Ban Ki-moon would be the 8th UN Secretary General. He would be the first from Asia since U Thant of Burma. U Thant led the United Nations from 1961 to 1971. John Bolton, the American ambassador to the United Nations, said the United States was very pleased with the result of the vote. Mr. Bolton noted that he and Mr. Ban had worked together on the plan that led to UN membership for both North and South Korea. Both countries joined the United Nations in 1991. Ban Ki-moon was born in Chungju in 1944. He joined South Korea's Foreign Service in 1970 after studying international relations at Seoul University. He says he wanted to be a diplomat ever since he was 18, when he met President John Kennedy at the White House. Mr. Ban later earned a master's degree from the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. He became foreign minister of South Korea in January of 2004. Earlier, he served as chief aide to the president of the UN General Assembly. Mr. Ban has played a part in the 6-nation talks about North Korea's nuclear activity. He announced his candidacy for Secretary General in February. Ban Ki-moon is often described as soft-spoken, but he says he takes strength from recent Korean history and the progress Koreans have made since experiencing war. Major issues that will face the next UN chief include the nuclear disputes with Iran and North Korea and the violence in Darfur, Sudan. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Brianna Blake. Transcripts and audio archives of our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Embers.